Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tyler Radio Empire.
Craig, who had Olivia de Havilland?
Holy cow. I'm looking here, trying to find people that we haven't mentioned in a while.
I know.
Let's
hate to go through everybody.
Right. There's Anal Hershiser was one. a couple of Anitas in there. Okay, three Anitas. None of them can we read.
One is Richard, right? Anita Richard?
Sure.
Okay.
You might say that. Or it might be a rooster.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Okay.
They're not even being
no.
They're not even being cryptic.
No, not at all.
They're not saying rooster either, are
no.
they?
Right,
yeah. I need a rooster be kind of funny.
Anybody need somebody who's a handy? Is that on there?
I need a handy. You can read that one though. I just did.
You would think.
Heavy, yeah.
Right. Oh,
I thought you were offering.
Oh, I guess the Anita in the Goodlay family is in there.
Okay.
Though.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's good for her. Let's see. Beer, bacon, boobies. Let's see. Another McCawkiner. That's Barry. Let's see. Oh, I'm not even going to say that about puss.
Thanks, Craig.
Yeah. Well, that's sort of about you and someone in your family. guess who? Yeah. Let's see.
Guessing it's not dad.
His mom. His mom.
Big P and the Rusty Five. Big Kahuna Burger. Big P's lost gerbil gets a hit.
I saw a post. Oh, they found there were some horses that were getting banged somewhere out west.
Okay.
And it was a post. It wasn't on the unofficial Todd and Tyler page. It was just a regular post somebody put up. Like the third comment on it was, I wonder if that was Puss's farm. So it was like, we just took over somebody else's Facebook page.
I'm in the middle of binging Deadwood.
Yep.
Like I never watched it back in the day. Mm-hmm. And I just got to an episode where there's one guy. The guy decides he's gonna get back at the sheriff by banging his horse.
Oh, that'll get back at you.
Like he's.
But you got to prove you. You got to take a picture though. They couldn't take a photo. And,
oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah. I'm like, that's your like. How do you make that connection? I'm really mad at you. So. Here's how I'm getting back at you.
Nick walked into bestiality, man.
I think that's a guy looking for an excuse to bang a horse.
Exactly. You pissed me off. Where's your horse?
Well, he probably did.
It's revenge.
The reason he did that is because he didn't have a dog.
Yeah.
I guess, but.
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. Dog would have been easier. Yeah.
But it's not like the horse is going to end up telling the sheriff.
No, I was going to say, you have to prove to the sheriff you did it.
Right.
So you call him up and say, Sheriff, I'm banging your horse.
Right. In order to make your point, the word has to get out somehow.
Right.
And that horse don't talk.
No.
And then good thing. And then the word around town is just going to be that you banged the horse,
right.
Not that you got back at the sheriff.
No.
I was a little confused by that.
Yeah.
Did you hear? I got him, like, dude. You banged a horse.
Yeah. You really got me on that one.
That guy's all drunked up in the saloon and decides, I'm going to get back. I'm going to go bang his. Like, what?
Yeah. Probably happened more back in the day.
Things were weird in Deadwood back in the
less
day.
Less options.
Trouble I had with Deadwood is there wasn't a frontier gibberish. I'd like to have heard
from Blazing Saddles.
More frontier gibberish.
Rara.
Genuine.
Hi, Nick. How you doing, brother?
Frontier gibberish.
That was another week off there. And you work your other job, so you really weren't off, right?
I was off.
Oh, you were?
Yeah,
oh, you were. Week? Okay.
Yeah, we went down to a condo at the lake, at the Ozarks.
All right.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Well, that's about a cesspool, isn't it?
Yeah. We went into the grocery store. Other than that, we were just...
Stayed
that
there.
Was it. Oh, okay, we weren't going out to eat or anything.
You stayed inside in a different house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. How'd you keep the kids from not wanting to do other stuff?
Like we just told them that was the deal. They knew going down.
Right.
They were like, oh, can we get ice cream? I'm like, no.
Nope.
Can we do this? No.
Nope.
I'm like, really, if it involves doing anything,
can we go to the,
the answer is no.
Right. Dad, can we go to the party cove? No.
No.
Yeah, we jumped off a cliff.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
On purpose?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was there water?
The older kids and I.
Was there water beneath the cliff?
Yeah, there was. Yeah.
How high?
I was a big pussy. I don't know, probably like 35 feet. We get up there. I'm like, oh, I'll do that with you guys. And then we're standing up there, and I'm like, yeah, I don't think I'm going to jump.
Yeah.
They're like, you have to jump. And I'm like, no, I don't. But
no,
I ended up jumping.
I did that. Yeah. I didn't do the top one in Jamaica down at the Negril. They have one of those years ago.
How high up is it?
Well, there are two of them. And I jumped off the lowest one because it was right there by the bar. You just jump off the bar. And I looked at the other guys, and they have a sign. Since it's Jamaica, they don't really care. That says if you go up there, it's on you, buddy. And there was drunken college kids jumping off. It was I don't even know how high it was, but too high for me to do it.
I did that.
And I was younger, too. I said, nah.
Yeah, it doesn't look that high from the button. Then you get up there. And
I did that off a cliff in a river in Colorado. And it was about the same, probably 30, 35 feet. Yeah, and you get up there. And I was like, whoo.
You hit wrong, you know.
Well, they
your legs are open a little bit. Your balls are shattered,
oh,
man.
Yeah. You got that. You got that talk ahead of time.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
Dudes, keep your feet together.
Right.
Point your toes, keep your feet together, or you will regret it.
Save your nuts cliff, they call it.
Yeah, if you land flat-footed or anything hits the water,
right.
You're moving pretty good.
Yep.
I just remember.
That was terrifying.
I jumped off, and I actually had time to think to myself, wow, I've been falling for a long time. Why haven't I hit the water yet?
Yeah. Well, that's cool. You got to do a little swimming then, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got it. Yeah, we're up there waiting to jump off, and my kids are like, I think I'm afraid of heights. I'm like, I am.
Yeah.
I am afraid of heights.
Yeah,
this
I'm
is
afraid
dumb.
Of those kinds.
I don't know why I'm up here.
Yeah. So, would you just get down? Did you walk down? Said, I'm not going to do it?
No, I ended up jumping.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, did you?
I had a little pool noodle. I threw that so I wouldn't drown after. Throw that in first and then just try to swim it.
I thought you were calling your junk your pool noodle.
Well, it took me longer to jump than the kids. So both of my kids had jumped. And then there's some other, probably like, I don't know, freshman aged high school girls up there. Like, are you going to jump? I don't know.
You had to impress the
girls. I'm like, this is stupid.
What was it? 20, 30 feet more?
I think it was probably 30, 35 feet. I need to look at pictures. I don't know. It felt like a lot more from the top of it than it did.
100.
Yeah, it might as well have been 1,000.
Yeah, it was a cliffs of Mexico.
I was touching the clouds.
That's it.
Yeah, the Acapulco cliff divers.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't like jumping from heights. I also don't like climbing a ladder, I learned. This is
a ladder's
pretty recent.
Because there's work at the other end?
I spent a lot of time on ladders.
Bingo.
I don't know.
Help my dad paint. Yeah, I hate ladders, man.
I didn't really go deep into, I didn't go at all into Mesa Verde National Park. But the last time
Why'd
I visited.
Why'd you have a ladder with you, by the way?
Well, there's.
Why wouldn't you?
Were you painting houses out there while you're on your trip?
Changing light bulbs?
There are cliff dwellings all over Mesa Verde National Park. The Pueblo Indians from, the year 1300.
They have their own aluminum ladders?
One that you can only access, and you have to sign up for a tour. I'm sure they're not doing it now, but you have to sign up for a tour. But there's a cliff dwelling with 100 rooms, and you have to climb a 90-degree ladder in order to get to it. And I just can't do that.
No.
I remember a couple years ago, more than a couple years ago.
You can do it, you just don't want to do it.
Christy climbed up to the top of a boat when we were on the ocean, and sat in the crow's nest. And I started climbing up that ladder, and it felt like I was leaning backwards. And if I had slipped, I'm falling into the ocean.
Yep.
And I couldn't take more than a couple of steps, and I'm done. I don't like these ladders.
There goes Todd.
Anybody see Todd?
I was changing out a basketball net a couple of weeks ago, standing on top of a ladder, and I got really uncomfortable, and Christy had to finish the job. I can't even stand on a regular, however, with the ladder.
Well, basically, you're not even the man around the house anymore,
no.
Are you?
No.
You are a big
I have
wussy.
A phobia when it comes to the ladders.
Yeah. But you've gained that.
Yeah.
So what's
you didn't
the
always have it.
No, I didn't.
So what's the limit? Like a light bulb? Can you get on like a two-step ladder to change a light bulb, or is that too much?
I can do that.
Can you reach
it? Is it since you're, because somebody told me you messed your leg up years ago.
Yeah.
Is it that? Because of that?
That has a lot to do with it.
Tell me later.
But you're not confident.
There's no confidence in the leg.
If the ladder is more at an angle, I'm a lot more comfortable. But if it's straight up and down, the closer it gets to 90 degrees, the more I'm uncomfortable.
Okay.
Watch out, stairs are next.
Yeah. Stairs, I don't mind. I can handle the stairs. But climbing straight up a ladder, no, I don't want to do that.
He falls down this little bi-level on the house with gin in him. Remember that? He fell down those stairs.
Yeah, yeah.
That was like four steps.
And actually, I fell up.
You did fall.
That's a lot lot safer, is falling up.
Right.
At this point, you probably shouldn't go to the upper deck of most football stadiums.
Oh, they're scary. Yeah. That's like Kansas City.
Yeah, like Arrowhead, Kansas the upper
City,
deck.
Yeah.
That's almost 90 degrees.
Kansas
I'm surprised
City.
Most more people don't fall there.
Yeah.
They're all wasted, yeah, and yeah. It's steep. And
it happens every now and again.
Oh, dude, I saw a Chiefs Steeler game years ago with my dad, and a guy on that upper level fell down to the level we were at.
Really?
Yeah, wow. He was leaning over and fell down. He hit some empty seats, thank God, and he didn't die or anything, but it was just...
Oh,
yeah.
He was leaning over
the
rail.
He was leaning over the rail, yeah. But I've been Arrowhead at the very top of that stadium. That's brutal.
Oh, was he trying to catch a foul ball?
I don't know what he did. He was a drunken Chief fan, man.
Did he just brush off his shoulders and sheepishly walk back to his seat? Like, well, that was
weird.
Well,
it was 2-1 down, and we saw some ambulance people running up, and somebody told me a Chief fan fell out.
Yeah, he just gets up and
first down. That's okay. We didn't fall on top of you right there.
But the upper deck... Oh, yeah. Of some of the older stadiums, like Arrowhead, that's a steep climb.
Right. The end zone for Husker fans, probably been there, a few of them, but the end zone of the of Beaver Stadium at Penn State has a sign that says, heart problems, don't sit up here.
Because it's that high.
That one end zone, they make that 100,000
Because it's a little work.
Yeah, it's straight
up. To get
up.
To the top.
It's straight up. Plus, it's straight up. Once you get up there, you might freak out.
You do feel like you could just tumble down.
Right, you do.
And never
and you
stop.
Could, and you could tumble down easily. One slip, not even drunk.
Yeah, that's
and
where
we're assuming
you,
you're drunk. That's what we do when we go to football games.
If you're going
to
fall, you want to fall while you're going uphill.
Okay. You do.
Because you fall going downhill, it's kind of out of control.
Right.
I'll tell you later. Falling downhill sucks.
Especially on skis.
One time,
just
man.
Tumbling.
Just one time.
You know, there was one other time where I almost killed myself because I missed a turn and I fell downhill and I really steep. It was a really steep section of the mountain and I probably slid with one ski on for about 300 yards, which was entertaining for the guy right above me. But not entertaining for me. That's it. And I'm thinking the whole time, I wish this other ski would fall off because it's going to catch something and rip my knee up.
Yes.
You don't want that to happen.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
God.
Foreshadowing.
Yeah.
And thankfully.
The knee injury.
I came out of that one unscathed. Although about 10 yards from running into a rock.
All right.
Sliding into a rock.
Just about. But I made it there. But yeah, years later, I would have my comeuppance.
Got a little cocky.
And it wasn't even the ski's fault. The ski didn't catch anything.
No, but that was partly on me, too, because I kept that ski elevated.
Some of the players that had John Lewis in the Deadpool. Let's see. Gandhi's Old Lady, Ginger Beer Belly, Girth Brooks.
That could be either of them.
Yeah, you're right. That could be your penis or his gut.
I meant either Brooks, either member of that family.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's true.
Well, he's all up for Trisha's good cooking.
Yeah.
She's got a...
Well, obviously she eats, too.
Right, she's got a Food Network
show.
Yeah,
she does.
Mm. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Everybody likes
it's
good cooking.
It's called Stuff My Fat Face.
Yeah. It's all home cooking,
too. Well, if you got a fat face, you want it stuffed.
Right.
And she picked up Paula Deen's mantle of cooking everything in lard.
Yeah,
and you know.
I got to write an article.
Well, a lot of people dress stuff up in all kinds of butter and salt.
But you know what? She does it without
way too much.
But she does it without the touch of racism like Paula Deen does.
Yeah.
But you didn't know she was doing it with the touch of racism until someone said, time
let's
she considered
it.
This.
Yeah. Hey, America's poor diet is now considered a threat to national security. That's a headline today in the news.
Whatever.
Because we can't make kids eat good food because who wanted to do that?
Oh, Michelle Obama.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
That's a good reason. Yeah.
That was it.
No, that's a good reason to do exactly the opposite.
Right. Yeah.
I'm gonna eat extra French fries just to spite her.
People think Trump is healthy, so that's why We're eating like pigs.
6'3", 230
Yep.
Built like a rock.
Following his example.
Grabbing Big P's sack for warmth.
Whoa.
That's weird.
Well, it would work.
Yeah,
I don't know how much. I think maybe your sack.
Oh, no, no, no. That's a reference to when my wife tried to pull my testicle
off. That's right. Oh,
okay. Yeah. She thought it was the blanket.
That's
and tried
right.
to pull it over her shoulder.
Yeah, we're stupid.
And that didn't work.
But it wasn't for lack of trying.
It didn't keep her warm, and it did not work for me for a variety of reasons.
That's a great Deadpool name, though. It really is.
It is.
Yeah.
But if my fingers were frostbitten, I would grab your sack to warm them up a little bit.
Ooh, I'd hope you'd warn me first.
I just saw a story on bisexuality, by the way. Bisexuality
they're all over.
In men, scientists say, is a real thing, and it does exist, which I always thought it did anyway. But you know, they're just saying in the past they took the approach was man versus it's Stan versus who is it?
It's Adam and Steve.
Adam and Steve, not Adam and Eve. I think I don't know which one they are.
Might have that backwards. I don't know.
Whatever. Does it say if men or women are more apt to be bisexual?
It was just on Twitter. It was from a science magazine. You know, stupid morons. Some science magazine. That scientists said it goes back years and years and years and years.
Well, we'll have to look into that.
Yeah, yeah.
Figure that one
I'm
out.
Over
send
here,
it to me when you find
I'm
it.
I'm over here you? Googling male bisexuality.
Yeah.
So that's great.
Yeah, again.
Yeah, I think it's on Twitter, Puss.
I got a link here.
Okay.
I'll send it over to you, Craig.
All right.
Thank you.
A link? Looks like he has a folder out there. He's got a physical folder printed out.
As long as we get the story, isn't that what matters?
That's true.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
About half of U.S. households have seen their income decline over the coronavirus.
Well,
that's fine. So let's wait and see how this all shakes out
before
we do anything.
Oh, yeah. Let's sit around in the bleachers for a little while longer.
Yeah. Yeah, let's wait.
I saw it.
Let's see how this. Let's see what happens when half of the households lose some money.
I remember in the beginning of the pandemic, which, by the way, we're in the beginning of it, but in the beginning for the rest of the world, back in the spring, there was a great story about, I think, how England and Canada, for that matter, when they shut everything down, they gave everybody a bunch of more money.
Mm-hmm.
And they shut down everything and gave everybody living wages until the end. I mean, the people that needed it the most, obviously. And then they opened things back up. They didn't open back too early. So we could have actually done that in January and February. We could have actually shut things down completely, spent just as much money as we're spending now because we're losing our ass on giving everybody really real money, not $100 a week. Or yeah, $1,200 you guys all got, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that didn't last you.
I don't think England is handling it well at this point. I think they surged.
They don't
again.
Want us there. They don't
us.
Want us there.
Yeah.
Well,
Europe,
there.
Europe doesn't want us.
Right. Well, they're there. They're in Europe.
Isn't pretty much the U.S. and Brazil at the bottom of the list?
Yeah, I think so. Yep. Yeah.
Plus, you missed that one.
Brazil. Sorry.
Wow. I'm surprised you gave him that one.
I know. I don't like it, but I figure what the hell.
It's just become old hat now.
Well, I'm just used to hearing it now. I don't. That one doesn't bother me as the one that.
It's like an old shoe. You don't necessarily like it, but damn, you got to have it around.
It's there.
I just think it's funny because that one sounds. If you were just talking in regular public and you're an American regular white guy accent like Puss has, and you go Brazil in the middle of a conversation with somebody, they're gonna think you're an idiot. But
no, they're gonna think like you're a newscaster.
No, newscast. They don't.
That's something a newscaster.
Chile is
do.
The one they do, and Chile. And they're saying you shouldn't do that.
Chile.
White people shouldn't just say those words like that.
Cuba.
Yeah. All that's even. Yeah. All three of those should be said. Cuba, Chile, and
Brazil.
Right.
Brazil. Oh,
Trebek is the worst at that.
I know. I don't know why. Yeah, it's hoity-toity, and it's wrong, too, they say.
Well, he likes to show off his multilingualism.
Yeah.
Especially French, you know, because he's Canadian. I think he grew up in
Quebec.
Yeah, he does.
That'd be Quebec.
That's exactly what
he does. See, right there, Quebec.
No, it's Quebec. I think even white guys can say that.
No,
See, that he grew up closer to it than the rest of us.
Yeah. But it's North Dakota.
Actually, I think Tyler was closer to Quebec than I was.
Really?
Yeah. Technically I was. Probably.
I was closer to Manitoba, and there's no way to pronounce Manitoba in a fancy way.
Well, you could put an accent on it.
You know, Manitoba.
There you go.
Oh, Jesus.
See?
I should have let you say Brazil. This spiraled out of control.
That's how the French Canadians pronounce all the other Canadian cities. Saskatchewan.
Shut up. That's not a sound effect, by the way. I am packing over here. I'm allowed to pack now. I was given that right by the bosses.
And he brought all of this upon himself.
I did. And helped spin it out of control, too.
At least you can admit that.
Oh, I did, yeah.
That's your job.
Extremely rare rookie card of LeBron James. The most expensive card ever sold in modern times. It went for $1.8 million.
Why is this one rare? Because when he came into the league, he was touted as going to be the best. So you think people would have saved the card. So is it a certain brand that only made two or three?
They probably only made a certain number.
Yeah.
The James card is one of only 23 printed from Upper Decks 03-04. Exquisite collection.
How much
this
they cost originally?
Signed by James.
How much did it cost originally?
And includes a piece of one of his jerseys.
How much did it cost originally?
I have no idea.
Well, that'd be the key.
Probably came in a pack of cards.
Do you think it was? No, do you think it was just?
No, it was a special.
Yeah, you had to make sure you bought it, right?
Yeah.
But generally, those all come in packs. I mean, the cards come.
No, but
packs,
it wasn't Willy Wonka's. It wasn't Willy Wonka's golden ticket, was it? Because that'd be cool.
I don't think so. This is from the Exquisite Collection. It's a special collection. I don't think they just throw them randomly into the packs of baseball cards.
Think so either.
But I'm not sure. I just don't know.
But who collects baseball cards anymore?
Or in this case, it'd be...
Or cards of any kind.
Older people with money.
Yeah.
No, because it's not a kid's thing.
That's what I'm thinking. It's just 40, 50-year-old guys.
The ones like these, it's an investment thing. You know, you buy it, and then you hang on to it for 10 years and sell it for five times as much.
And even in 03... We knew he was good, obviously, but because his rookie card. But if he didn't have the career he has, you might lose money on that, whatever they spent on it originally.
Yeah, I don't think you can consider
those. Well, they're not going to spend over $100.
That's probably not a good idea to, you know, plan your retirement with basketball cards or any kind of card.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. If there's only 23 of these printed, there could be these could be thousands of dollars originally.
I thought so.
Upon reflection.
Sure. That's what I was thinking, right.
And did you see when LeBron actually weighed in on that?
What did he say?
He tweeted something. So, you know, somebody had tweeted the headline about it selling, and he retweeted and said, "And guess who's got a couple of those sitting at home?"
Oh, he does. Really? He got to keep two, obviously, right?
Well, I mean, but he could turn around and put those on the market tomorrow.
Sure. He's got to have something to fall back on.
Yeah. God knows he's probably getting low on cash.
He's worth a billion.
Is he a billionaire?
I think he's close to it.
He's close. Yeah. I don't know if he's made it yet.
Yeah.
Well, here's a Friday dad joke for us.
Oh, God, I hate these.
Except it's Tuesday.
Yeah.
You know why I hate dad jokes? Because people tell them.
A report in the Macomb Enterprise Journal out of Mississippi says...
I mean, I hate them because you know why I hate them? I'll tell you why I hate them before you tell it.
Okay.
It's because people think they tell them, and since you preface this joke sucks, it's okay to tell it. It's not. Okay, I'll let you do this. Right. But do you like dad jokes? No. Prefacing the joke by saying it sucks doesn't give you the right to say
it. I didn't say it sucked. I just said it was a dad joke.
It sucks.
Yeah. Well, that means it sucks.
We're not. Listen, we have a low bar with a lot of things,
we do.
Including comedy. But not
Friday
dad
comedy
jokes.
But not on Tuesdays.
I don't know why this drives me crazy, but don't tell me a dad joke.
There you go.
By prefacing it by saying, hey, do you like dad jokes? No.
No, I know you don't. That's why I said that.
Nobody does.
No.
Yeah, they do.
Not even kids.
No, they don't.
Do. Right. That's just.
It makes you look like you're just. Right. You might as well be 100.
That's dad trying to be funny.
Yeah.
It's not dad being funny.
No.
It's dad trying to be funny.
Yeah.
Along those lines.
Shut up.
A goat has been playing the role of caretaker for a church building in Mississippi during the shutdown. A report in the Macomb Enterprise Journal says the billy goat seems to enjoy hanging out on the front steps of the Rosebauer Baptist Church. They published a photo of the goat standing guard in front of the church doors. The report says members of the community have dubbed the animal the Holy Goat.
Oh, God.
See, once again, not funny.
You're welcome for that.
Yeah.
Oh.
You like dad jokes?
It's a gut punch.
No.
Yeah, it really was.
How about no? I love that commercial with all the no's.
I like that
and one
too.
Of them is Dr. Evil. I need that one. I need the clip of Dr. Evil
that.
Saying, how about no?
Buy that.
Because I will you and I'm glad you brought that up now, Craig.
Yeah.
Because I've been seeing that commercial for 2 months. I said, I need that clip for when I want to tell somebody, hey, how about this? And I can play that.
No.
How about no? All right, Jesus.
You got that out of your system now?
No, I'll probably have more.
Give me Dr.
But none
Evil.
That I'll read. Just give come me, to something give, I'll come up with myself.
Okay. That's better.
You're better than that, Craig.
Yeah, you'd like to think. No.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.